The Minister of Education, Professor Nana Okokwajimain, says the education sector made significant improvement last year. She said there has been an increase in equitable access at all levels of education. This is in the areas of adequate training for teachers, especially those in the three regions of the North, in the effective teaching of mathematics and science. The minister said these, among other measures, have contributed to improvement in the sector, even though more is still expected to meet international standards. Professor Okokwajimain said this at the 2015 National Education Sector Annual Review in Accra. Priscilla Owusu-Ansah reports.
Professor Nana Jane Okokwajimain listed some programs and plans that are in process to ensure that Ghana's education sector joins the global competition in the next 5 years. She mentioned mainstreaming children with mild disability into regular schools, as well as paying a 20% allowance to teachers who accept persons to rural communities.
We grant vocational technical education. All of these come under science and math because our learners in the technical vocational institutions need science and math most. Improve the management of education service delivery at all levels. And this is how we intend to do it. Systematize the collection, compilation, analysis and dissemination of relevant and timely data for planning, policy making, programming, monitoring and evaluation. Develop the capacity for research for sound decision making. Strengthen the capacity for education management and quality assurance mechanisms at all levels. Review policies to meet emerging demands in education at all levels, especially at the terminal levels.
Chief Director at the Ministry of Education, Enoch Kobna, said most of the challenges the sector is facing is as a result of inadequate monitoring and evaluation. He added that unspecified rules for relevant stakeholders have led to weak implementation of policies and 0% of feedback.
We are required to review education strategic plan. Now we want to align the education strategic plan with our national action plan since 2015. And so these two documents must be launched to one. Education strategic plan for the next 15 years should coincide with our national action plan to be adopted. And so again, opportunity for everybody gathered to make an input. How do you want to see education evolving in this country? And of course, we are
in her assessment of Ghana's education sector, Susan Ngungi, who represented Education Development Partners, said Ghana has done well, but there is more room for improvement. She made reference to examination leakages and said it is the responsibility of teachers to prepare their students adequately to take external examinations, so they would not resort to any form of examination malpractice.